This is Ozarks at Large. The nonprofit Fort Smith Boys Home has completed construction of a new community building on their campus. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the facility provides exercise and recreational space for resident boys. But it will also be available for use by the community.
The Boys Shelter in Fort Smith, founded in 1978, today is rebranded as Boys Home for a really good reason, says Eddie Donovan, longtime executive director.
I mean, it was successful as the Boys Shelter, but I would take kids to school, pick them up for appointments, and they would always say, "Are we going home?" And I would say, "Yes." And so I heard that enough that I know it's just semantics, but to me, the Boys Home was better than the Boys Shelter. I know this is not their home, but we wanted to try to make it as home-like as possible. So we still have both names for some tax-exempt reasons as a DBA where we could go use either one, but the Boys Home is our new logo, and that's what we're kind of hanging our hat on now.
Boys Home is licensed by the Arkansas Department of Human Services to take in children placed into foster care. Expert staff can accommodate youngsters from 1 to 18 years of age, but is mainly focused on teenagers.
Predominantly are 13 to 18. You know, we can pretty much go wherever we need to, and we've had a few younger kids in the recent past, you know, with approval through DHS. But for the most part, we're 7th grade through high school.
Boys Home operates a qualified residential treatment program for troubled teens, which number 10 presently.
These kids, God bless them, they've been troubled, they've been abused, they've been neglected. So some have a little bit of an attitude, which I would too. But once you show them you care, then they start caring back. It's amazing how that works. And that's the same thing with respect with these kids. And I'm old enough to know I can demand respect all day and not get any. But if I give one of these kids respect, I get it back. And that's what we try to do.
But Donovan says they offer boys a real home.
The perfect scenario would someone comes either in foster home if it's available, or if it's not, they come here. We get them where they need to be until the parent can get their situation fixed, and then they can go back there. But we are a long-term facility in case that doesn't happen.
Boys Home, a spacious ranch house, is located on a forested campus in southeastern Fort Smith.
When I first saw this place, I thought it was just a home, but it was a home, but it was built for boys. It wasn't a home that was, you know, somewhere handed down. It was a home built for that. It's a wonderful lot. I'm not sure the acreage we have, but we have a huge outside activity area where they can play volleyball, basketball, and other things. And now we're building a community building.
That community building is almost finished after years of planning, fundraising, and construction on a strict budget. It features a fully equipped gym and basketball court to allow boys and staff to blow off steam and work out, which benefits both physical and mental health.
But also, through DHS, I was able to get a grant to be able to buy exercise equipment. I bought 7 exercise bicycles. You know, some are just bicycle seats. The others have more chairs for kids that aren't capable of doing that. We've got some rowing machines and stuff, and so everybody's going to be able to participate.
And the community building is so named for a reason, Donovan says.
Yeah, it is a community building, and it's a gym, but it's much more than that, and that's why we named it the community building. Within that, we're going to have tutoring, we're going to have therapy, we're going to have training classes, not only for the boys, but the staff as well. We also have purchased a big projector where we can show movie night and do things in there. So this is going to be a used facility.
Nonprofits in the area, he says, will be welcome to use the center for meetings and certain events.
We would not be here without community support, and that goes from individuals, families, churches, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention United Way. They've been instrumental in us being here. And if they want to come here and get offsite and have a meeting in there, they can do that. I want to let any business that supports us or nonprofit to be able to use that.
Boys Home has raised half the cost of constructing the new community building, scheduled to open late May, so is seeking support from anyone able to give.
Well, there's a lot of ways to donate. You can go to our website, which is fsboyshome.org, and there's a donation button, and it also gives you an update on the staff and the progress and some of the things we've done, which I think tells a big story. Also, you can get our newsletter on there, and that will also do that. There's a couple other ways. You could You could call 479-646-2819. Also could email me at Boys Shelter Director, one word, and there's two S's on Boys and Shelter at gmail.com. Again, all those contact numbers and emails are on the website. Again, fsboyshome.org will give you all the information you need.
Boys Home collaborates with the Department of Human Services to find loving families for all boys who arrive on their doorstep. For example, a 14-year-old boy showed up depressed and struggling, but with lots of support, enrolled in school, joining the basketball team, later excelling in both sports and academics, and 2 years later, he was adopted. And all boys, Donovan says, who age out of the system receive assistance from DHS to transition to independent working lives. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.